From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. This week, we asked you to send us the voicemail messages you just can't erase.
Hey, Blue Eyes. How you doing? Just called to say I love you. Take care. Bye.
Blue Eyes is Isla Byrne in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's her fiancé, John. Family was definitely the theme of the messages you sent in. Young sons whose voices later changed. Sweet hellos for mothers now passed. And this one from Stephanie Friedenreich. She just delivered a baby boy, Charlie, who was whisked away from monitoring. Friedenreich's partner, Catherine, followed closely and left this message.
Hey, Lou. It's about 10 to 1, and Charlie's not even 3 hours old. But I wanted you to hear him. You're still in recovery, and I'm in the nursery with him. And he's just so gorgeous, Stephanie. He's so gorgeous. And we can't wait to see you. Love you. Bye.
The next message came in from Christy Falco of Fort Myers, Florida.
Hi, this is me, Carolyn. And I'm just here to tell you there's going to be a clip.
Carolyn is 6 years old in this message. She was home with the babysitter while Mom and Dad are out to dinner. But Carolyn couldn't help but call them when she found out there was going to be eclipse. What's eclipse?
It's a moon and the sun, and it glows. You could look out of the window when it's glowing outside, because there's going to be eclipse. So that's all. Okay, bye, Mama.
And finally, a vital member of the White family of Kinsley, Kansas, Humphrey. Humphrey the turtle. Brent White wrote in that this last winter in Kansas was a doozy. Weeks of sub-freezing temperatures, ice storms, blizzards. He says his wife Kay fretted over the hibernating turtle all winter long until this April.
Well, hey, honey, it's me. Guess what? Humphrey's out. He came out today. I just thought I'd let you know. Talk to you later. Bye.
We're staying with the theme of family for this week's homework. And with Memorial Day coming up and the high season of cooking out, we want your tales from the grill. A roast gone awry? A family flare-up? Broiling bravado? Send your tales from the grill to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline 202-408-5183. Make sure you give us your full name and a phone number. That's homework@npr.org or the homework hotline 202-408-5183. Oh, and several of you wrote asking why we didn't air the homework segment yesterday. Well, it's because we needed more time to do our homework. And really, who does homework on Saturday? So we're moving homework to a time when every other student is cracking the books, or should be. Tune in for homework now on Sunday evenings. A correction now from yesterday's show. We aired a story about the Catonsville Nine. They're the group of devout Catholic protesters that helped ignite the anti-war movement 40 years ago. One of the nine, Daniel Berrigan, is a Jesuit priest. We mistakenly said his late brother, Philip Berrigan, was also a Jesuit. He was not. Philip Berrigan belonged to the Josephite order.